and Roz, weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
An Uber driver donated a kidney to a longtime customer, which is, you know, I'd say probably unexpected. Lara is on the line from Alberton. Hi, Lara.
Hello.
You've got a lovely feel-good story as well. Share it with us.
I do. So a teacher at my daughter's primary school a few years ago, I think it's 8 years ago, it could be less or more, was in complete kidney failure and so bad that I think he was on dialysis daily. And in spite of him being on dialysis, he was at school in the morning and had that all done in the afternoon. And he was on the kidney transplant list. None of his family was a match. And he was on the transplant list, and it came down to like saying it could take about 5 years to get a kidney, but he didn't have 5 years. And then one of his, actually a good friend of his at school, said that she wanted to see if she could donate a kidney. And lo and behold, and I mean, they were looking everywhere for a donor, and this person was at the same school as him. And she donated her kidney, and 100% he's living a perfect life. Still teaching, and the wonderful thing about that, in that time that he was so ill, I don't think he missed a day of school. It was wonderful. This is just awesome, and it's a, you know, it gives me goosebumps when I think about it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just wonderful. It gives that.
Absolutely. Even just listening to it, like, I mean, what are the chances? And the fact that they're also still both healthy and both okay, that makes it even a better story.
It was a wonderful story, really was.
Can I ask you a related side note question, Lara?
Yes.
Are you an organ donor?
You know what, I'm not. Not officially, but I, like my kids and my family now, I've said when I go donate my organs, because what are we going to do with that?
Yeah.
So on paper, not, but my family knows that that's what they can do with my organs, because why do you, we can't take this, what are we going to do with them when we're gone?
Yeah,
but I mean, you can change so many people's lives.
Yeah, there's obviously the Organ Donor Foundation that does this in South Africa, and I have an unpopular opinion that, because now the system is opt-in, right? You go to them, you register on the database, or when someone passes, you phone them and they try and make a plan. My unpopular opinion is that it should be opt-out, not opt-in.
100%. And when my mom passed away, it was hardly, she was hardly hours, and then the organ donations phoned me, people phoned me, and they wanted skin and corneas.
Mm.
And I didn't, she was old, and I didn't think that, you know, the skin would be a thing. So I said, but okay, corneas, you're not going to take your eyes out, are you? No. They told me what they needed. And it was probably 6 months later, I actually got a letter from them thanking them. Two people could see. Like, there were two people that got sight back because I had donated her corneas. So for me, that was, there I decided that if you can do it.
Yeah.
It's life-changing for so many other people.
Yeah.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.